This is episode 1983 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to our final episode of this week's series we're exploring. The theme for the series all week long has been how to summon up courage in a crisis. And we are all in this crisis together. As we maneuver our way through the ups and downs and ins and outs of the COVID-19 coronavirus, I'm sharing with you the full 30-minute guided meditation experiences that I share on the Sip and Om meditation app. I hope you are enjoying these series. And if you're just joining us, you are in the right place. These different episodes don't follow any sequence, so you can join in at any point in a series. I share a different meditation technique in each episode. So depending on the kinds of meditation technique I'm sharing for that day, that's the kind of experience you'll be guided through. So in this final episode, I guide you through a weekly reflection. Doing a weekly reflection, and if you could even do a daily reflection, research shows is one of the best ways to improve how you respond to stress in your life. It's one of the best ways to keep focused on your goals and what's important to you in life, and it helps to keep you grounded, giving you a better perspective on your life, especially during a crisis when you feel like your emotions are being pulled in all different directions and breaking news is occurring by the minute, by the hour. You might be experiencing many of the hardships that are impacting most of us from the coronavirus, with your work, with having your family all confined in one place, or maybe you are isolated alone. Maybe you are having symptoms of the coronavirus, or you've lost a loved one. All of these are happening right now across the world. I have so enjoyed sharing this series with you, and I hope you enjoy this final episode. As always, be safe. How are you doing today? This is the final episode of our series on courage in a crisis. And I hope you have been able to chart a path for yourself as you maneuver the ups and downs of the current crisis we're experiencing with the COVID-19 coronavirus. You may be experiencing another crisis as you listen to this series. Know that there will be an end to this crisis, and as you consider what you reflected on each day as your daily challenge, something that's going to help pull you out of this crisis with hope, something that you're going to do to reward yourself after the crisis, keep this thought daily in your mind and think about ways that you can provide some time for yourself to slow down, to remove yourself from all the buzz going around. That buzz is not likely to diminish anytime soon. In fact, even after the crises, the world will be a little different. It might be a lot different for you or for loved ones, depending on how you weathered this crisis, how you managed during this crisis. Remember that when you manage your fear and you keep focused on hope, even if really extenuating circumstances come your way that impact you because of this crisis, remember to still keep your focus and also to not let fear or uncertainty overwhelm you. To allow yourself to remain calm in the midst of this storm. That takes courage. And I want to share with you a quote from someone who went through and survived extenuating circumstances. And that is a quote from Nelson Mandela on courage. Nelson Mandela is known the world over as a representative of courage and hope in the midst of a crisis. He was the South African anti-apartheid revolutionary political leader. He was also a philanthropist, and he served as president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. He was the country's first black head of state and the first elected in a fully representative democratic election. I'm reading this to you from his extensive biography on Wikipedia. So Nelson Mandela became a figure for his time, the face of the democratic anti-apartheid movement. And you might think about what you want to be the face of in regard to this crisis in your circle. Are you the one who gives hope? Are you the one who's there for someone who's frightened to go to the store? Are you the one who spouts off all the latest bleak statistics regarding deaths and new infections, which can make people feel so hopeless? So think about what you want to be the face of in regard to those people you're spending time with during this crisis. I imagine that we all are leaving a legacy right now as to how we're handling this unprecedented experience of a global pandemic. So the quote from Nelson Mandela is, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." So, again, think about how you want to face your crises with courage instead of fear. In the final episode of every series, we do something which I think is very important. There's a lot of research that shows it is important, and that is assessing how you lived out your week, your high points, your low points, and where you could improve. It's okay to make mistakes and not to be perfect. The most important thing you can do is to have a weekly review. And this is a way to assess yourself, to become a better human being. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, I'll take you on a review, a reflection of your week. I always encourage you to do this outside. I am outside near my pool. You might be able to hear the water. And I always recommend you try to meditate outside, especially during these times. I just had a thought that it might be kind of fun for you to invite others to meditate with you at a certain hour every day or every evening. Just like in Italy, we see the people who are coming out on their balconies at a certain hour and singing. Maybe you could get together, even on Zoom, even through video conferencing, and meditate. Instead of having a virtual cocktail hour, why not have a virtual meditation? I challenge you to do this, in fact. Well, as you do your weekly reflection, I do encourage you to meditate outside if possible, or at least open up a window or a door. And as you sit up straight and close your eyes, keep them slightly elevated upward. In a natural way, not in a forced way. Relax your face. Soften your jaw. Relax your throat and your chest. Relax your shoulders. Relax your arms. Relax your hands in your lap. You may do the Brahma Mudra. With your palms upward on your lap, fold your thumbs down into your palms and encircle your thumbs with your fingers on each hand. And then take your fists and touch them together right there on your lap. This helps to balance your mind and body, which calms your whole nervous system. Hold this mudra for however long it feels comfortable doing so. Relax your stomach. Feel it expand outward. Relax your hips and feel yourself grounded wherever you're seated. Relax your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your feet. Very nice. Now scan your body and notice where you're harboring additional tension. Inhale through your nose and create expansion where you're feeling that tension. And as you exhale, feel space and release. Inhale through your nose and mentally affirm, all good things come to me. all good things come to me. Think of your future goal. Notice how you feel inside when you think about this goal and anticipate enjoying yourself. Notice where you feel this in your body. Do you feel an openness in your heart? Maybe you feel your lips curl into a smile. Inhale and exhale through your nose. And go ahead and inhale. To the count of six, hold your breath to the count of seven. And exhale to the count of eight. Do three rounds of this. Do this to any count that feels most comfortable to you, if this count seems a little difficult for you. So inhale, hold, exhale, do two more of this breath on your own. Eyes are uplifted. Spine is straight. Beautiful. Feel how relaxed you feel. You can create this feeling anytime you want. Reflect back on your week. Not every single event, but just the events that spring to mind, that seem to define your week. And think about those times that were difficult. Think about how you handled yourself. Think about if you would do anything differently. Now reward yourself for honestly assessing how you respond to the stress in your life. Congratulate yourself. Now think about times this week that uplifted you. Maybe it was something significant, or maybe it was something small. Now, whatever you're managing in this crisis, know that you are doing such good things for yourself each day as you meditate. This is time that's important for you and your loved ones. Now allow yourself to let go of your thoughts, your fears, and allow yourself simply to be. If your mind wanders, bring it back to your breath or the affirmation, "All good things come to me." I have so enjoyed sharing this meditation series with you at this time we are all experiencing such a global crisis. We are in this together, and I believe in you. You are so worth slowing down for.